This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Francis is appealing for peace in the world on this Christmas Day.
May there be an end to the fueling of violence and hatred, and may the Palestinian question come to be resolved through sincere and persevering dialogue between the parties, sustained by strong political will and the support of the international community.
Francis appealing for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas, the Pope slamming the weapons industry and its instruments of death, as he called them, the fuel wars. AP correspondent Melanie Lidman is in Jerusalem.
I spoke with Stephanie Saldana. She's originally from San Antonio, Texas, and she's lived in Jerusalem and Bethlehem for the past 15 years with her husband and kids. And she told me they really feel that Christmas is more real than ever because, she said, we're waiting for the Prince of Peace to come and we're waiting for a miracle to stop this war.
And this morning, Egypt has a plan to end the war between Israel and Hamas. They've presented it to Israel, Hamas, the U.S., and European nations. The big shipping firm Maersk says it's getting ready to let ships resume sailing through the Red Sea, thanks to the start of a U.S.-led naval operation to protect shipping from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Ukraine says its Air Force shot down two Russian fighter jets during the night and two missiles and 28 drones. Ukraine is observing Christmas Day today, the first time it has officially marked the holiday on December 25th, rather than January 7th, the date followed by some Orthodox countries, including Russia. Here in the U.S., a man was shot dead and three people were hurt at a shopping center in Colorado on Sunday, the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Police say they detained several people. This is AP News. To the entertainment update now.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Charlie Sheen's neighbor in Malibu, California, is facing charges of attacking him. Electra Schrock was arrested Wednesday on charges that include assault with a deadly weapon. Sheen's representative has not commented. A federal appeals court has revived the lawsuit filed against Nirvana by the man who was the naked baby on the cover of their Nevermind album. The suit had been thrown out for missing the statute of limitations, but a three-judge panel said last week that Spencer Eldon may continue with his lawsuit. Taraji P. Henson kind of resented having to audition for the role of Shug Avery in the new musical movie version of The Color Purple. Henson says she checked her ego at the door, put a flower in her hair, then kicked down the door so nobody would ever second-guess her again. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.